All right. So, John or John?
Sean.
Okay, Sean. Nice to meet you. All right. So you do have to sign a little legal form after this, if that's okay. But we'll get to that. Okay, so your task here, Sean, is the following. I have hidden behind these doors the number 7. But tucked away in some of these doors as well are other non-negative numbers. And your goal is to think of this top row of numbers as just an array, or just a sequence of pieces of paper with numbers behind them. And your goal is only using the top array here, find me the number 7. And we are then going to critique how you go about doing it.
All right.
Find us the number 7, please. No. 5, 19. 13. It's not a trick question. 1. At this point, your score is not very good, so you might as well keep going. 3. Go on. Frankly, I can't help but wonder what you're even thinking about. Only the top row. So you got 3 left. So find me 7. Right. 17. Okay, good. You're off the hook for a moment, but bear with me if you could. All right, someone gently describe the algorithm that Sean used to find us the number 7, thinking of this as an array of numbers. Exponential? Okay. Yeah? Yeah, so it was pretty much linear. He started at the left and moved to the right. He did skip the second to last one, so maybe that's a little condition in the algorithm, but for the most part, it's linear. So in the worst case, well, in the real case, how many steps did it take Sean here? Okay, so n, or maybe n minus 1 because you did skip that one, but that's fine, slight optimization, but n. And in the worst case generally, if all I told Sean was that you've got an array of non-negative numbers from left to right and you've got 8 of them, in the worst general case, what should be the running time of that algorithm? N, right? In the worst case, some jerk's going to put the thing you're looking for at the end of the array. So the question now, if you'll bear with me for one more demo, what's the possible optimization here? Like, wouldn't it be nice if we could make certain assumptions, perhaps? Like, what could help us out? Okay, good. So what if I told Sean he's allowed to assume something about the numbers, not just that they're non-negative, which really doesn't help him. They're still just numbers hidden behind doors. But what if I tell you that they're sorted, or they're monotonically increasing, or they're still non-negative numbers, but they go from small numbers to large numbers? How would that affect your algorithm if you can now use our second array, which I have had just the foresight to lay out in that order? Still look for 7, please. 11, 5, and 7, if we could. Now, do you mind if we turn this into a speaking role? Okay. So what, and I'm going to stand close to you so we're both mic'd. What was your algorithm, if you had one there?
All right. Well, knowing that I was, knowing that they're increasing, just to, I guess, sort of narrow down my search area.
Okay.
By finding which regions contain sort of the right set of values.
Okay, and you chose, I think, this one first.
Close.
Why?
To the middle. Yeah.
Okay, so close to the middle, and then what'd you do when you found there to be under this door 11?
I knew it was on that side, so I checked the middle of that side.
Exactly. So you sort of divided the problem, if we come full circle here, into something half as big, and then chose something in the middle, or you kind of have to round low or high, and you went high, 5, but now you know it's not here or to the left. You know it's not here to the right, and so you've immediately narrowed down the possibilities to this guy. And so with this algorithm, in the real terms, this was running time of 3 steps. But if we generalize now, what's the running time of this more clever algorithm? So it is, again, log n, because it's pretty much the same thing as the phone book. Instead of 1,000 pieces of paper that I split in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, we had 8 pieces of paper that you did effectively split in the middle, in the middle. And, you know, it would be more clear that we're dividing in half, even though we have these rounding errors, if we had more pieces of paper. But it's the same algorithm. So this has been either wonderfully memorable or wonderfully awkward. So maybe one final round of applause for Sean.